Jordan, were you surprised to see a locker for him? I mean, it's just like he's still here. He wherever you guys go, even you travel to Texas, and he's still with you. Are you surprised at how prevalent his memory is amongst all you guys?
Not at all. You know, I kind of expected him to be there with us. You know, his locker's still up in the locker room. You know, we still break out brick squad every practice. You know, he's just with us all the time. You know, and like I said, we play through him and we play with him, and we know he's up there watching down on us.
Ryan, what's it like playing in Oregon's shadow with what they've accomplished, say, the last 10 years?
I'm from California, so I look at it just as another game. I know it's a big rivalry, and, I mean, I wouldn't say we're in their shadow. Obviously, we want to be the best team in the state as well, you know, as the Pac-12, but I feel like a lot of our teammates just go as it as another game, just another team out there, you know, trying to beat us. So, I mean, as far as being in their shadow, me personally, I don't look at it as that.
What's the upside for Oregon State? Why hasn't the program been more prominent over the years? And what do you think it's lacking to get to that next level?
Well, just by what we accomplished in the offseason, an offseason player said we're just going to take it step by step, you know, lift by lift, day by day, practice by practice. And this year we've been taking it game by game. So, you know, the sky's the limit for us as a program.
And Mark, when you looked at David Ashel on film, how much attention did you pay to the Oklahoma and Kansas and TCU games where he did not perform well? And what did you see in those games?
Really didn't pay much attention at all to whether he had success or not, to be honest with you. Why he did or didn't, you know, I think really quarterbacking comes down to, and I think you're speaking specifically about the passing game. I think it just comes down to decisions, you know, that a quarterback has to make and vision. I see him at times, you know, checking the ball down, maybe when he should hang in there a little bit more and throw the ball downfield. I have never really gotten too much into evaluating what someone did or didn't do, because I always expect them when we get into a game and play that person. As soon as you make that judgment or cast that judgment, or let alone pass it on to guys like this, you know, they light it up. So I expect whoever starts, I know that Ash is going to start from, but whoever plays for them will probably be improved. He's a scholarship football player, and the coaches on the other side of the ball will coach him up, and they've had some time now, you know, not only to spend time with them, but they're sitting there staring at us on film too, and, you know, watching our pluses and minuses, and maybe, in fact, you know, he does sort some of those things out. So we're not going to worry too much about what he can do or can't do. I know one thing, the offensive line does a great job in protection. People don't get to whoever the quarterback is back there. They've had ample time to throw the ball. Our biggest concern is that we, when the ball is going to be thrown, is that we have good coverage and we have good pressure on the quarterback.
And if you had to name the Texas offensive identity, what jumps out at you about what they're trying to do?
The first thing, which ends up being a concern, you know, to us when we look at what we need to accomplish, they're a team that can get to the perimeter with their run game, whether it's with what we call a sweep or even their stretch game. Off-tackle plays, whether they have pullers or not, you have to definitely leverage their run game, what we term as their fly sweep with 26, 27, or 84. You know, off the zone look in the backfield and then hand it to them, get to the edge again, you know, getting to the edge, utilizing that speed they have as well as their bubble game. And then again, you know, very deep at the running back position with a good offensive line. I mean, they can downhill run at you. So they present, you know, a pretty good challenge, and this isn't coach speak. It's like you said, what you see on film. You know, and then in the passing game, you know, they've got threats in 1 and 8. And I don't mean to be so impersonal, but, again, depth, I don't really care what the names are. I know what the numbers are and what they do by position. And, you know, they can get downfield in those early downs, come off the play action and hit you down the middle of the field on the seam post with one or get, you know, throw the out game and things of that nature. But that's probably the things that come to my mind the most, you know, leveraging that run game with their speed outside and then making sure you're still sound on the downhill run inside and then be sound against their play-action pass game on the early downs.
And what would this mean to the Oregon State program? You haven't had a tremendous run in bigger bowl games. What would this mean to the program if you can win this game against Texas?
Well, one thing, it would mean the obvious, would be a 10-win season. I believe in some of the local media, I'm talking Oregon media, I believe this is our third, our third season that we've won 10 games or more. And it will be twice that Mike Riley has done it, which would mean more to me than anything, as opposed to who we beat or who we play against.
Any final questions?
Jordan, I just had a question. You know, being from Oregon, you've had the luxury of having a lot of family members watch you play in Corvallis, but I know you also have extended family here in San Antonio. So I was just wondering what that experience is like and if that's additional motivation to have a new family audience here.
It definitely is. You know, these family members out here, they've been itching to watch me play for a long time now. You know, we played TCU out here 2 years ago, I believe. There was a lot of family that came to that game. And, you know, now that, you know, I'm at where I'm at, you know, it's going to be exciting to see, you know, my dad's side of the family all out there. He said there'd probably be like 20 people, 30 people at the game, you know, that have bought tickets, going to be able to see a lot of people that I haven't seen before. So it's definitely a lot of motivation for me. I'm excited about the opportunity to play in front of them. And, you know, I'm sure they're excited too.
Bank, you talked about the fly sweep for the players. Now, that's a play that you guys run quite often with Wheat and Cooks on the outside. Do you feel like going up against that in practice has prepared you very well to face Texas's version of it?
Well, it helps as opposed to never seeing it. But what's curious about the play is more of the perimeter. It's how you set the perimeter, and our offense varies it from time to time. So it gives you some challenges, especially with what type of coverage you're in at that time. Texas does it really in a, you know, when you talk about scheme, kind of an interesting way. They always have an extra person. They have two blockers and the ball carrier. So you always have to have three people in order to actually make the play, not suppose you might make the play. So, you know, it helps having seen it. And we know how to spell fly, which is good. And then having, you know, had to work with that with our team has helped, yes.
You guys, what about you guys?
Fly sweep.
I mean, yes, like Coach said, it, you know, helps. I mean, it helps once we see your offense run it. Again, they do have an extra guy, and, I mean, we see it on film, so, you know, it's easier for us to practice against it, you know, seeing how they run it and then how the scout team has to, you know, portray what Texas does.
Thank you, Ryan. One more question.
Scott, just wanted to ask you for your scouting report on the Texas offensive line, and can you compare that unit to another one you've seen this year?
The talking about the offensive line? Oh, man, they're really athletic, so it's tough to get around them. They're strong, too. They're big, and they're kind of like Stanford's offensive line, but It's a good group, and it's going to be a tough game against them. So I give them props for that.
Michael, everyone has talked about, you know, that Oregon State started its ties in Texas with the Rogers brothers. I was curious, when you were in high school, did you pay attention to them? Is that how you got to know about Oregon State, was because of them?
Yeah, Danny Langsdorf, he came down and he actually recruited me, him and Keith Harry, when he was here at the time. And once I got the recognition who they actually was, I started paying more attention to them. And to see two Texas guys that go there and really did really, really great in the offense and just made the decision to go to Oregon State much better.
Thank you, guys.